And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 13th of December, 2010. It's the birthday of the poet James Wright, Martins Ferry, Ohio, 1927. He was drafted into the Army, wrote a lot of poetry in the Army, then went to Kenyon College on the GI Bill. While he was still in graduate school, James Wright's manuscript, The Green Wall, was chosen by W.H. Auden for the Yale Younger Poets series, and that was his breakthrough. He poured his heart and soul into his second book, St. Judas, came out in 1959, finished it, thought he'd written as well as he would ever write. He became depressed, but went on to write many more books, including The Branch Will Not Break and Shall We Gather at the River. It's the birthday of the poet Kenneth Patchen, born Niles, Ohio, 1911. His mother's family, coal miners, fathers were farmers. He married a woman named Miriam Oikemus, the daughter of Finnish socialist immigrants. She joined the Communist Party. They were married in 1934. And a few years later, when Patchen was just 26, he suffered a terrible spinal injury, spent the rest of his life in severe pain. He and his wife lived in Greenwich Village on 12th Street. He spent a good deal of his life bedridden, but wrote 40 books of poetry, including The Journal of Albion Moonlight and The Memoirs of a Shy Pornographer. It's the birthday of Lester Bangs, born in Escondido, California, 1948, who wrote for Rolling Stone, Cream magazine, Village Voice, an early rock critic. Died of a drug overdose in 1982. He was just 33. Lester Bangs, who said, "The first mistake of art is to assume that it's serious." And it was on this day, 1577, Sir Francis Drake set out on a journey around the world. It took him 3 years. He explored along the west coast of South America and came up the west coast all the way up to Vancouver, hoping to find the Northwest Passage. Then he turned west and crossed the Pacific. He was the first Englishman to sail around the world. He captured many Spanish ships and plundered their gold, but the Spanish sailors later said that Francis Drake was the nicest pirate they'd ever met. He was generous and always in good humor. Here's a poem for today by Robert Cooperman, The Jewish Kid. My old professor never tires of hearing of the time Leo Durocher, the great manager of the Giants, was asked about the best pitcher he ever saw. Without hesitation, he replied, "The Jewish Kid," meaning Sandy Koufax, a lefty with a fastball like a falcon snatching a dove from the sky, a curve so wicked, sluggers cringed to barely glimpse it screaming at their heads before it dropped away at the last perilous instant. For Hyman, Koufax was proof there's life for Jews beyond the one his mother chose for him. Had he only defied her desperation for a college-educated, book-smart son, though she never read anything beyond tabloids and the racing form, oh, to have been Koufax. Hyman laments now, blind, in poor health, but still he dreams of an invincible fastball, a curve sharper than the crack of a coachman's whip. The Jewish Kid by Robert Cooperman from his collection My Shtetl, published by Logan House and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets, details at chevyvolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt, it's more car than electric. Written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.